Hey, welcome ladies and gentlemen to the Cabazon Water District regular board meeting on Tuesday, November 14th, 2023, starting at 6 o'clock. If everybody could please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, a moment of silence for our fallen servicemen and women. Okay, thank you. Please be seated.
Roll call.
Director Taffy Brock.
Here.
Director Terry Tincher.
Here.
Director Diana Morris.
Here.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
Director Sarah Warville.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollitt.
Here.
Okay.
Moving on to consent calendar. Number one, looking for approval of Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of October 17th, 2023, as well as the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of October 17th, 2023.
I make a motion to approve A and B consent calendar.
Motion to approve consent calendar items A and B, made by Director Davis, second by Director Tincher. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye. Okay, next up, warrants none, awards of contract none. Moving on to updates. Cabazon Water District Operations Report by General Manager Pollitt.
Okay. So, we're currently pursuing a lot of grant activity, and I did meet with Mohammed, who is the engineer of the Cal Rural Water Agency, for a preliminary engineering report, which is required for part of the grant funding. And that was recommended by Dustin, who was one of the directors. So he came down, took a bunch of information as far as the operations, the pipe layout, and everything like that. So he's going to put some information together so we can move forward. One of the plans was the Jensen area was 21,000 feet of pipe, so they wanted to break that up into two separate grants, 10,500 feet for phase one, 10,500 feet for the next. So apply for grants for both of those projects. And then they also wanted to pursue Broadway, because it's all transite pipe, the whole length of Broadway. And then that would be phase three. And then phase four and five would be Bonita. So Broadway, one length of Broadway, and then breaking Bonita up into two, because it's about 2.5 miles. So that was one of the requirements. So we're going to be putting together some information, some documentation, and start the application process for that. And then, of course, I had a second meeting, a luncheon with Art Vella, the Banning Water District Director, and Lance Eckhart, San Gregorio Pass Water Agency General Manager, about regarding the future of grant funding. So just let me know the steps, because they're educating as far as grant funding. It's something new. Because basically the grant funding we received was from ARPA and the state. So for me to file the application, I need to understand the whole process. So they're helping educate me. And one of the big agenda items is well four. The well four rehab is complete. And we had to get with the county of Riverside water quality for the sampling, and we have to take Title 22 samples, so the bottles have been ordered, and that whole process cost about $3,200 to be in compliance, so we can put that back in operations. That's ready to go. And the Esperanza Waterline Improvement Project, that phase one is a Prop 1 grant funded project currently in the approval process, in the amount of $343,000. So I think the original plan called for replacing 900 feet, but I believe you can replace a lot more than 900 feet for $343,000. So
where is that at?
With that? Esperanza?
Yeah, we're at. I mean,
Probably from some, it's from Elm going towards Lyme.
In front of my house.
Yay. And then we have an item that I'd like us to vote on tonight, and that is selling the current warehouse property at 50100 Main Street. The property is approximately 110 by 220 feet, and the selling of this would add financial reserves and move the district warehouse to the Well 2 property, which is basically triple in size, and it's located within the boundaries of Robertson's Ready Mix. So it's a lot more secure location. Just in the past few months, the Cabazon Water District has been moving operations to the Well 2 location within the boundaries. It has moved all of its spoil piles, like asphalt from main repairs and service installations, the asphalt, the concrete, because it used to be over here on the warehouse on Main Street in our fenced-in area. So there's big old spoil piles, and it wasn't pleasing to the eye. So we moved all those spoil piles to the Well 2 location because it's larger and it's out of the public eye. And contractors also use the Well 2 staging area to store their equipment materials because of the size and the additional security. It's in a very secure location. And also because growth is coming to the Cabazon Water District in the very near future, and it's not just a small amount of growth, it's going to be considerable. So we need to prepare for future growth, and what we're going to do is hopefully when we sell the property, if we all agree upon it, we would move the two warehouses over to the Well 2 location and then build a facility, a building that we can put a workshop in and store the vehicles, equipment, and material in there. And that would be done in stages. Basically pour the foundation, build the trusses, and then build the outer shell. Because currently, I have one employee who is, I mean, they're all good at fabricating, but I have one who specifically is good at fabricating, welding, and everything like that. So whenever we have repairs, he takes a lot of the items home to his shop, and he'll do like lid repairs for the reservoirs, because those were all broken, because when you open them, the hinges break and everything like that. So once we build a shop, we can do a lot of that, our repairs ourselves. And the another instance was the Elm Gate was damaged because a drunk driver plowed through that and just basically almost broke it off the hinges. And for a welder to come out and repair that, it was close to $2,000 for repairs. So if we build a shop, we can take on some of those cost-cutting measures and do it ourselves. So building a shop to store our equipment or material, and as I was explaining earlier, a lot of the material that we store at the yard, there's no UV protection in it. So once it's out in the sun, it's no longer used and useful. So building a large facility, which Well 2 would accommodate. So I think it's a good idea to sell the property, which is a small parcel, it's in the public eye, and move everything to the Well 2 property, which is a secure, larger location. And then another item is the purchasing of the Bonita Vault. It's something we've been talking about for a long time, relocating the Bonita Vault. So I did get quotes for the actual for the actual vault itself. The vault itself was $22,000 for the purchase of the vault, and then I got a quote for the land survey. The original estimate was $1,800. I got the revised quote, and that one was for $2,685, because he was going to have to prepare and process and record with the county supervisor's survey office. So that's why the initial cost went up. And then, of course, the materials will be about $30,000, so we're still within budget, because I budgeted $70,000 for that. So hopefully that process is going to start here in the near future. Now that all my quotes are in place, we'll see what the lead time is for the vault and
get it surveyed, drop the vault in the ground, and start fabricating it. So that's one of the projects the guy's been wanting for a long, long time. So that'll get done. Because the other one is just built in 1964. It's basically has a manhole entrance with a tube and everything like that, and that concrete is deteriorating. It's really, really not safe to go into. So that's why we're refabricating that. And of course, the last item on my list is I did attend the MAC meeting on Thursday night and talked to the head sheriff and met Mr. Gutierrez, and we talked about community pride, cleanup projects coming, and mentioned to the sheriff about the utility theft and the crime. So hopefully the pendulum always swings, so hopefully it's going to swing back in a better direction. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Next update is Sangrenu Pass Water Regional Water Alliance Committee meeting updates. Director Brock?
Nothing new to report.
Moving on to old business, we have discussions with Sangrenu Pass Water Agency directors regarding various matters. Mr. Duncan?
Stand or sit? All right. Since the chair's here, I'll take them. I apologize for not being here for the last couple of months to give you updates, but we were on tours. The first tour in September was the Eastern Sierras, so we got to go visit all of the waterways in that area, from the aqueducts, everything under the sun. I mean, it was an amazing trip, probably one of the best that I've ever been on. It's done by the Water Education Foundation. Recommend it if you ever get a chance. It's not that expensive. They're just three-day tours. Do it. The next one was in the northern Sierras, and that was where we really got to see some of the exciting things. The Sites Reservoir project that is finally coming to fruition and looks like it's going to go through the process, and hopefully we'll get put on the tax rolls so we can get it paid for. But it's about 1,800,000 acre feet of water. We stood in the middle of the basin, and the basin is like 100 square miles. I mean, it's just crazy. And we were down there. The name came from the family Sites, who owns a lot of property in that area. And so they were the ones that originally named the area. There are still a few people that live there that are holdouts, I guess, and don't want to give up their land yet. Eventually they will have to because the project will go through. Then we started in Las Vegas and moved forward to there and then down into the Sites area and then came back down south and ended up at the Ontario Airport where we were all picked up and taken home. I don't think there's any other things other than thank you for the payments on the money. We appreciate that. It definitely has helped because a lot of other agencies, water agencies, their state water contractors are looking at what we've done as an example and are saying, we should be doing that with the water districts that are with us. So it's a feather in your cap and a feather in ours. For your prompt payments and for their getting it done. I think everybody was skeptical as to whether or not this would be a good idea or not, but you've proven that it works. And so we have four or five other projects in the works right now, some a lot smaller than yours and some up to like $12, $13 million. So it's going to be some grant funding will work with the larger amounts and get that done, but I think the projects will come through, and I see this area just growing like crazy. As you probably know, Cabazon is going to be the next great growth spurt out of Banning. Banning is in the process of completing about 8,500 new homes and literally double the size of Banning, and then everything moves this direction. We are still, we finally got, I can't say preliminary drawings or anything of that nature on the backbone pipeline, but it's getting closer. We have, obviously, we're trying to get as many people involved in this as we can. It's going to be a very expensive project, $100 to $150 million. So we're trying to find grant funding for it also, which hopefully will pay a really good portion of it, and then the rest of it will just fall on all of us to get it done. But eventually you're going to need the water completely out here. I know that the last board that I talked to several years ago, you were looking at using maybe 45 acre feet of water, which that doesn't equate to a lot of money at $3.99 an acre foot. If you figure it out, then it's going to be really, really difficult to justify sending it out here. But I think with the partners we have now, it'll help you, it'll help Banning, it'll help everybody out in this area that moves here. I think you'll see some good growth and a lot of, hopefully a lot of good people moving in out here. So that you know, it just improves your area. So.
Look on her face.
Oh. Any questions for me?
I just want to say it's amazing, you know, what you did for us, and the fact that it's going to open up the door for smaller companies to get help later on. I think it's amazing that you did.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. Anything else?
Definitely would have been struggling without that, because it took them a little longer to pay us, the state, than we had expected, so it really
all
worked
right.
out.
Yeah, it would have been tough.
Yeah.
And Lance did ask me to do a presentation, so I will do a presentation at your office in January.
Yeah, Lance, appreciate you coming to the board meetings and, you know, being there. Obviously, you guys are going to have other projects that you're going to need help with, so, you know, don't be shy.
Yep.
Come and see us, and I don't think you have anything that's too big for us to handle financially. So you know, we can we can at least front the money to your contractors, and you know, and they can you know, if they're willing to work on the same basis with the payment status, and you know, of completing a portion of it and getting paid for a portion of it, then I think we'll be able to help. I just want you to know, next year is an election year for me, so 2024. I plan on running again. My wife retired, so we've been doing a lot of traveling, which has really been kind of nice. Something we used to enjoy when I first married her. When I was married her when I was about 45, and now I'm 71. And when she was working for the city of San Bernardino, she got part of the summer off each year. So we just took off and ran. I'd retired the first time at 45, and then she went back to school, got her teaching credential, and taught at Central Elementary for 15 years, and retired from there, and now we're having fun. So, anything else? Okay, I guess I did my job.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll hang around for a while. Now, if you think of anything, you just yell.
Okay, next up is discussion action, community involvement. This is our new section to talk about anything that's going on in the community and how we can get involved. I do know they're doing that Polar Express thing, December 2nd.
Yeah, it's part.
And I don't think anybody knows about
it. Inside,
they're going to do it inside the community center this
right.
time.
Yeah, so do we do coordinate with Cheryl? Was there Cheryl or something?
Dina was the one I talked to.
Dina, yeah. So we did coordinate with her for the Halloween treat. So we gave her a lot of candy for all the trick-or-treaters because they did have an event inside the building. And she's sending us a flyer for their Christmas event, so we're going to donate again for that event.
They just put their calendar out for December, and I didn't see anything on the calendar for Christmas stuff.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, she was going to send a flyer. She told me who all was all involved.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a lot of people that don't know.
Okay. So they're doing their annual Christmas thing again?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then I know Gutierrez is doing the Polar Express movie.
Yeah, on this, I think it's the 2nd.
Yeah. Can we maybe put like a flyer up as people are coming in to pay bills for that?
Yeah, that's no problem with that, you know.
And is there anything they need help with over there with that?
I gave him my card. We exchanged cards. He said he was going to communicate with me because I know we talked about community growth here as far as commercial restaurants, stores, stuff like that. So, yeah, I'll reach out to them and ask them.
I don't think there's a lot said about it at the MAC meeting. It's just kind of...
No, and it's not, it's very passable when you're looking at it on the phone. Like, it doesn't grab your attention or anything, but I know that he's been trying to bring those events out to places like this, and so if nobody shows up to it, they're not going to do another one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Well, plus everybody's going to get up on it.
And it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's a little kind of random for... doing a movie tonight.
Right. Yeah, we'll hang a flyer for the information.
For the Christmas stuff, do they need anything?
Yeah. What would it cost to put like a little flyer in the bills going to all the houses?
I don't think you would need to do that. I think there's a portion on the bill where you put so many characters.
Yeah.
So you can add without increasing the expense.
Yeah, I think we looked into putting a flyer in there once before, and it doubled the expense, so it was cheaper just to add it on to the actual bill.
On the bill, there's like a spot that says the board meeting. Next board meeting is on this date. Usually Ellen will have that go on there, but we can add additional stuff on there too.
So many characters.
For the movie night, though, I don't think the notice will be set in time, because we send the bills at the end of the month, so. But maybe for the Christmas event.
Do you know when the Christmas event is?
I can reach out to her. She sent us a flyer for the Halloween event, so.
Has anybody thought about opening a Facebook page, social media, for the water company? And so you guys can post the things in the local groups, community groups?
I don't think it will do any good.
Yeah, and I think Ellen she follows the Facebook, and it's not a very flattering.
Yeah, no.
Well, and for the MAC page, it's got very few followers, even though it's been put. Come look at the MAC page.
I don't follow the MAC page, but I do see when the MAC posts are posted in the group, so I do see them there. That's why I was suggesting Facebook and then posting in the group.
I don't think anybody pays any attention yet, because everybody shows up at the MAC and they're just like, well, when is this? When is that? Well, it was put out there, but nobody's...
You know, there's like 80 people, and this is a MAC conversation.
I am able to add stuff on our website, like little notices and stuff on there, so I could always throw something on there. But I don't really know how many people actually look on there.
I don't think I've ever looked on that. All the trillion years I've been there.
That's okay, Evelyn, because I do the MAC page, and I don't think anybody pays any attention to it.
Is my phone number on there?
No.
Okay.
No.
Guess
no,
I should have looked and see what
no
all
email,
the
No email, no
phone
there. Numbers.
Okay.
So. Well, we've got the next board meetings on the 19th. Is that going to be before or after the Christmas event?
Probably after. I think it's
that was something I wanted to ask about too.
Yeah, it's usually a week or 2 weeks prior.
Yeah, but we'll take care of the one that's held at the community center.
Anything else?
Does
my mom know about it? No, my mom doesn't know about it. I got to call her.
I thought it would be cool, but it's not for the water company. The water company could help, but I think it should be brought up in like the MAC or something. Doing like a, for New Year's, New Year's Eve, doing like a safe thing, New Year's Eve at the park for people. Maybe if one of you guys could bring that up at the MAC.
Next MAC's in February, though.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, I need more time for planning anyway, so maybe for next year.
Mm-hmm.
That way people aren't going out to parties and getting drunk and they have somewhere to go here. I mean, there's still going to be people going to parties, but, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe at least one person will choose to come here instead. It'll save a life.
Okay. Is there anything else on community involvement? Okay. Next up on a new business, IRWM sub-guarantee agreement between City of Bandon and Cabazon Water District. About the Esperanza Street Waterland Improvements, Phase 1.
Jeff,
Chairman Manager Paulus, would you like to introduce this one?
Yeah, I mentioned it briefly in my update. So this one is the grant funded project Esperanza from Elm to Lime, is what the original planning was for. Of course, there's no actual plans. That was just what it said on the grant funding. So, like I said, I think we can put in more than 900 feet for the $343,000. So that'll be managed as the time comes.
And so Banning is working with us? Banning is getting the grant?
Yeah. How does that work? It comes through Banning. So they basically, they're like the broker, and then everything comes through them. San Gregorio Pass, they help with the funding, because for us to be out of pocket for the initial cost, and the state reimburses on a quarterly basis. And the project shouldn't take too long, probably like two quarters. So they help with the funding.
It's the same like method that the isolation valve project was, the agreement was formed, where Banning has the original grant and then we have an agreement through Banning where they have multiple projects with different agencies.
Yeah, because they have their own projects going on too.
Yeah. We just all applied together so that we could have a better chance of actually receiving the grant.
Is the IRWN, are they still having meetings? Is that still a group that meets?
It's not like regular meetings, but every once in a while we'll all get together. Okay. Yeah, the lawyers did review this this agreement. There was a couple of comments that they had, and they've all been included in here.
Any questions or comments on this one?
I don't. Is this something that we need to vote on tonight?
Yeah, we need action on this. Okay. So is there a motion?
I make a motion to approve it.
Second.
I guess call it the draft agreement between the City of Banning and CWD. That's what we're going to call it.
Motion to approve the subgrantee agreement between Banning and Cabazon Water District, made by Director Tincher, second by Director Brock. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye. Okay. Next up is discussion action, tab 3, sell 5100 Main Street property and move storage yard to Well 2 site.
So the gentleman who usually draws up here on the board about the PRD vault, he put together that where his shop would go. So the two little boxes next to that, those are the storage containers that are currently at the main property. So we'd have the two storage containers next to the shop, and that shop would be fabricated in stages. That's Bonita Vault.
Yeah, I was looking
at Okay.
And this would all be funded from the sale of
the property. Yeah, so the property, the first evaluation came through that it would be listed. It was 154-page market analysis with all the comparables and everything like that. So I just printed, I highlighted the initial sheets showing what the comparative property sold for. So it would be listed at 225, and I would estimate that we would probably put 150 in the bank and use maybe 60-70 for the building.
And the fencing?
No, the fencing's already done.
Yeah, no, but we improved that property.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And how much did we purchase the property for? Was it 50?
I don't know. I think it was like a weird thing where we were paying rent for it for so long, and then...
No, that was for the other building that we were paying rent for. Yeah, that's the one that's falling apart.
How much it was if we bought the property for it?
It wasn't that price.
No. Yeah, so the comp showed that we could sell it for $225. The asking price would be $225.
And it's on residential, but Market.
It's both.
Yeah, that's commercial. That's what
yeah.
That's what he was, that guy that was able to make the daycare.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any questions or discussion on this one?
I think it's a great idea.
It will be an investor that would purchase it, so I don't think they would do any,
have to apply for a loan or anything like that. Most investors invest in commercial real estate, so I think
the county may even want it because it's right next to everything else.
And when we met at the MAC meeting and when we started talking to Gutierrez and he was asking me, do we have any commercial sites that that can be used for whatever buildings he wanted to promote, that's when I kind of mentioned to you that I have something that I'd like to propose at the meeting. So this is, I think it's a great idea. And basically, that piece of property is small. It's in the public eye. And like I said before, we're moving a lot of our equipment and material to the Well 2 site. It's larger. It's out of the public eye. It's in a more secure area. And we can put some money in reserves and use a portion of that to build the warehouse for future growth. Because as he mentioned, growth is coming this way in a large scale. From I've received calls from city engineers from the County of Riverside asking what our capabilities are for the future growth, and I'm asking, what kind of growth are you talking about? So it's significant.
Morongo's probably going to be interested in it, too, because they've bought up a lot of parcels.
That's kind of next to where their property is, because their property's on the other side where the post office is.
So do we have a motion?
I have a motion that we sell that damn property and move all of our stuff over to, no. I make a motion that we sell 5010 Main Street property and move storage yard to well number 2 site.
I second.
Okay, motion to sell the 50100 Main Street property and move the storage yard to the well 2 site.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
Made by Director Davis, second by Director Tincture. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincture?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye.
Okay.
Next up is discussion
Action
item.
That's the Benita Bowl.
Yeah. Too good.
Need a moment? Sorry, I'm just wondering if anything's going to be moved over here to this area.
No. That's going to be a vault that's lowered into the ground. You want to see it? Yeah.
Well, I think that's the next topic. So let's move on to that. Discussion action item: Benita Belt PRV.
There you go.
All right,
get out of
here. Quote for materials, tab 4. If you're following along,
I was already there.
Mm-hmm. We already about
can we all just have a conversation about it?
Yeah.
Now, what was your question, so that everybody can hear? Is something moving over to?
I was curious about. Okay. Nothing important.
So the new Benita Bowl is something that
the guys were saying that we need when I first came here. So we've been in the planning stages, where do you put it, this, that, and the other. We were going to put it where the original lawn was, on the north side of the property. I think I've mentioned it and sent pictures. And after the isolation valve project was completed, they put 2 gate valves in the location right in front of where the vault is going to go. And we're putting the vault on the south side of Benita, and I met with a property owner and the property setback from the county and also from the county to his property. There, you could see there's an additional parcel that he can't build on, so that's where the vault's going to go. So you could see the 2 red stakes that I need surveyed, just so everything is legitimate, and I've gotten quotes for the Benita vault itself, which I said is like $22,000. So $2,600 for the survey team, $22,000 for the actual vault, the delivery, and they drop it in the hole. So we're going to dig the hole and have everything leveled out. It'll be dropped in there. And all we do is manufacture the pipes and the fittings within it, and they extend outward, and we connect them to the pre-existing gate valves. So it's going to be done in-house. And the guys loved it and stuff like this. So they're looking forward to it.
You said this is a county property?
No, just from the center line on the county road. So I met with a county official, and I says, how far is your setback? So he went from the center of the road to the
where the red marks are.
To where the wash is, yeah. And then, of course, then there's another setback before it hits the customer's property. And I talked to the owner who was out there. He was weeding his property. He was looking for the stakes, and I kind of let him know. So he understands the whole operation.
My only concern is if we're saying this is the location, I know that at the MAC meeting they said that this was going to happen in the next year when they were going to improve this road. I don't know if that means sidewalks or anything else that they were...
I don't think they're going to go that far yet. Yeah. I don't think there's that kind of money.
Yeah. They're probably wanting the improvement because of the bypass going to Banning.
They want the improvement on, but Bonita was definitely going to be the improvement.
Yeah, because that's going to be the route to it.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's going to interfere with
it's going to be a setback far enough,
but not intrude on the homeowner's property. So we're setting it back as far as possible. So it shouldn't interfere with any future growth.
And for this whole project, we budgeted what, 70? 70,000,
yeah,
and it's going to be under.
It should be
under
within 70. We do have a lot of material in inventory that we can use.
So the only thing really in order is like the clay valves and the flanges to connect everything. So we should be able to do that within budget.
Just the expensive stuff you put up on.
Yeah. And the original quote they gave me for the vault was $16,000. But that's when I first came here. This was a year ago. And the initial quote I got for the survey team was $1,800. But then now there's, you know, administrative costs for filing with the county. And I also asked, because I didn't tell them to proceed yet, but I also asked Krieger and Stewart, who's our engineer, I said, can you give me a quote just for a comparison? Because I asked a couple of companies, and he was the cheapest, but I want to compare the quote that I received to Krieger and Stewart to make sure that he even said, it, verbally, he said it would be about $3,000 through Krieger and Stewart, but I just want it on paper for a reference.
And this will get rid of a confined space issue.
Yeah, so we'll abandon that one, and we'll abandon in place. So basically, you just pour slurry in there and compact it, so it would never collapse or anything like that. So we would just abandon in place.
Any more questions? Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to proceed with the Bonita Vault.
I second.
So motion to proceed with the Bonita Vault project, made by Director Tincher, second by Director Davis. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye. Okay. Next up, we move to public comment. Is there any public comments out there? No? One of these times,
he said something one time.
He said
hi.
I thought you said no comment.
Oh, yeah. That was something.
Okay, moving on. General Manager, Board Member comments. Number one, future agenda items. Does anybody have any future agenda items from?
I have something. Next month, or this month is Diana's last meeting, so next month we'll have a new board member, so we're going to have to reorganize the board next month. That's all. Oh, and then I wanted to ask, is 12/19 too close to Christmas? Are we going to leave it there, or are we going to change next month's meeting too?
I'm okay pulling it back a week.
Yeah, we can do that if you guys want.
Because usually it falls right with the kids' Christmas pageant thing anyways, every year.
It does.
Every year it falls on the kids' Christmas pageant.
Everybody's going to be running around with chickens.
So, is everybody okay moving the next board meeting back to what's the week before that?
See, I'm the only one that don't count, so I don't want to. No, I'm kidding.
it's going to work
around
for you as well.
So that would be the 12th?
Yeah. The next board meeting, I mean, on the 16th?
The next board meeting would be on the 19th of December.
Oh, that's January.
Yeah.
It doesn't say that's a Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Is everybody okay with the 12th?
Is anybody going anywhere?
I don't
Oh, you might? Okay.
Well, dang, the meeting was on my 2-year anniversary when I quit smoking.
I'm only going to be 24.
Hey, because this is the 19th of birthday. Oh, I have it right here on my phone. Happy Brock birthday. I was underneath quitting smoking. Sorry, I'll switch it around.
12?
Yeah, is everybody okay with 12?
Can you make it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be here. And I was just mentioned to, it'll be at 5 o'clock? Or at
6.
The finance is at 5.
Yeah, you can come to the finance too if you want. But
talk numbers.
Actually, it's probably pretty good for your first one to come at 5 o'clock and see what goes on with the finance and audit committee. That way, when you do the meetings and they bring anything up, you'll understand it better. Yeah, at least do one. So then you're golden after that.
You get sworn at or sworn in.
Okay. Any management comments? Board member comments? I want to go first. I want to thank Miss Diana Morris for all 3 years of service here.
Thank you.
And welcome, Melissa.
Yes.
Welcome
aboard.
Thank you.
Anybody have anything else?
I want to say thank you because there was no way I could run again, and I was really worried that they were going to be left in a bind. So I'm really appreciative that we got such an amazing person to come.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Happens, but I sit over your board all the time and just happen to move in not that long
ago. You're lucky. She never said anything nice to me.
Okay. I was going to say because he's a brother.
Right.
Annoying brother.
Okay, next up, miscellaneous future board items, next board meeting dates. November 18th, 10 o'clock a.m., Community Action Committee at the Cabazon Library. Is that still happening? He told me that moved.
Is it still happening, do you know? That's the last I heard.
He didn't tell you?
No.
Yeah, he said it wasn't moving. I said go talk to Alan.
Maybe Ellen forgot to tell me.
I don't know what's going on with that, ma'am.
November 20th at 6 p.m. San Gorneo Pass Water Agency meeting. December 4th, 2023 at 1:30 p.m. in San Gorneo Pass Water Agency meeting. December 18th, 2023 San Gorneo Pass Water Agency meeting. December 19th, 2023 is the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. Let's scratch that. That's going to be on the 14th or the 12th. 12th.
12th.
Yeah. December 12th, 2023 at 6 o'clock p.m. will be the regular board meeting. February 8th, 2024 is the Western MAC meeting at the Community Center. January 24th, 2024 is San Gorneo Pass Regional Water Alliance Committee meeting. And with that, do I have a motion for adjournment?
I make a motion.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Ron.
All right. That 18th meeting, December?
Yeah.
May not happen. Okay. Generally, we just do one in the month of December, so. Just to let you know. If I don't see any of you at the board meeting, I'll let you know whether or not I'll be there.
Okay. Did you miss that whole topic? Where were you?
He
doesn't know it's my last meeting.
What?
I love you so much.
Okay.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Go ahead, Alan.
Second.
No, I'm not seconding it. I'm going to
stay here till midnight. I mean, I get comfy.
I've been there and done that. You know,
I
won't stay here till midnight.
Chappy,
we haven't been
here till midnight in a while.
I will second it.
She doesn't want to stay.
Okay, motion to adjourn at 6:43, made by Director Morris, second by Director Brock. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Diana Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
No.
And Director Wargo?
Yes.
All right, meeting adjourned at 6:43, Tuesday, November 14th.
Oh, boy.